This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for hour number two, three-hour show. We call it The Usual Suspects. You call it The Big Show and the best part of your day. We appreciate you. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's Tyler for Nick. Congratulations to Holly's sister, 7 pounds, 2 ounces. She said she was hoping for a linebacker, but we got a cheerleader.
Aw. Well, congratulations. Well,
Barry is a sweet name for that girl.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
So was your tweet earlier, so touche.
What? Oh, about you being hungry?
Yeah, that damn nasty picture Patrick sent.
We'll do some text, but let's take Shannon's call real quick. He's been holding for a little bit. Or her. Shannon drank with OU Mike.
Shannon.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Saints fan living in the armpit of Texas, Beaumont.
Okay.
First comment I'll make that you'll call ridiculous is the Saints will go 15-1, win the Super Bowl, and Drew Brees will be MVP. And I say that because I'm sick with Saints fandom and named my only child after Archie Manning.
Oh, wow.
That's on
comment
you.
Comment number two. I hear you. Comment number two, I found myself in a bar, pretty intoxicated, drowning my sorrows from the Minnesota Miracle. And Mike was there with me, OU Mike. And he said, hey, man, he said, I got a pretty little heifer we're going to go see. So I said, what the heck? I'm up for a fat, chubby chick. Sorry about that. And we rode out, and he brought me to a pasture, and it was actually a heifer. And I said, Mike, I'm not down with that. But we were pretty intoxicated. He brought them dang glasses out. And I put the glasses on. He startled me, hollered, boomer, sooner, and it was Barry Switzer. He turned into Barry Switzer, and I was pretty intoxicated. So I have to give it to OU Mike because the glasses work, and I might buy a pair after that. You guys have a great day. Saints, who dat?
Not bad, Shannon. Not bad.
That's not bad?
That was better than OU Mike.
Well, but that's not saying much.
Well, it was at least he was.
You call that progress?
OU Mike was all over the map. He lost me halfway through. And I understood everything that Shannon said. It was creative. It wasn't bad. You're being too judgmental.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking your role for a day. How about that?
I'll give you a single, Jason. You got a nice
now
solid.
Mike's all fired up.
Nice solid single on that. Yeah, it wasn't going. It didn't go yard or nothing, but it was a nice solid single.
Okay.
Mike in the Woodland said, "I joined the Navy in '81, right out of high school. Honestly, because I wasn't interested in college. Best 4 years of my life. Got my bleep together for life. Highly recommend the service. Thank you for service, Mike." Somebody wants to know, who was the chick on the Blitz yesterday? She was going toe-to-toe with AJ. She even called him a bandwagoner. Y'all should get her on as a guest. You know
she,
better than me. I have no
she
idea.
She writes her sports map.
Yeah, she's the
Brittany.
A
she
new edition.
SEC.
It's Brittany, bitch. That's Britney Spears, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to let just you take that one.
That's Britney Spears.
I know. Okay. It just didn't come out right. You can follow her at Carrie Brooke on Twitter. But
no, not that's not her. That was the first girl.
Well, which one are we talking about? Carrie was a
like,
Carrie
literally
Brooke
this
Williamson.
Girl's name is Brittany.
Okay, well, Carrie Brooke Williamson was on too, and AJ was questioning her. She used to work sideline reporting for ESPN. She's working for Culture Map and Sports
Map. I know,
but
that was a different
she was
line
on,
of
so we're
going to
promote
though.
Our family as well. We can promote
we're
both of
do
them.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So that is the first guest they had on last night, who was also...
Oh, they had two yesterday?
Yeah, they had two ladies on yesterday.
Oh, AJ made Carrie Brooke feel uncomfortable right off the top.
I was going to say, AJ probably made it really weird. And...
Yeah, because Fred, you know, sometimes when Fred's... kind of doing other things and doing an interview, he's kind of not engaged in the question a whole lot. So then AJ just kind of picked up the reins and ran with it and went, so when you were a sideline reporter, you have a lot of guys ask you out?
He always has to make a creep.
And he's like, did you ever
always,
go?
Always.
Did you ever go? Did you give your phone number out? And you could tell the pause that she was like, where's this coming
now,
from?
This was
she answered,
Carrie,
though.
This
she
was
she did
Brooke
answer. She was a trooper.
This was to Carrie Brooke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Brittany?
Carrie Brooke.
Who
Wilson.
Was Brittany?
Brittany's your best friend. From the Papa Shot at the listener appreciation party.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. She's now writing SEC columns for Sports Map.
Not coming on this show. Not
with
happening.
A Razorback bias, right?
Well, that ain't much of a bias to have these days.
Well,
wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, she way too aggressive, but I don't want her on the show.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, she was too aggressive, and I mean, if I'm being honest, a little obnoxious.
I'm going to agree with you.
That might have been the alcohol talking. You met her, Tyler. What'd you think? You concur?
First time I met her, I'm not going to make a personal judgment.
I mean, I will. I totally will. That's my job. I have to give opinions and make judgments. And she was aggressive and kind of obnoxious. She kept telling me I lost, which is not true. I went undefeated. Ask Joel, because he lost to me.
No, I did not. No, that's not true. But I will say that I don't agree with that, but I will agree with everything else you said prior to that.
You totally lost.
And you just got done telling me that I was the opinionated one today, and you just went off on a master blaster.
You lost. Did you not?
No, because
Hold on, Barry.
The score, we all know the scoreboard was broken, and one side wasn't keeping track, but all of a sudden you proclaimed yourself a winner.
I mean, you know, you just, if you have excuses, that's one thing, but the fact is,
Brittany beat you.
Did you? No.
She whooped your ass.
No, that's not true.
She dunked on you at the end just to put an exclamation mark on it.
No one had more points than me the entire night at Papa Shot.
All you did was try to take the side of the scoreboard that was working.
Whatever, however you want to paint this, no one had more points than me the entire night at Papa Shot.
She actually boxed you out and stuck you.
That's why I mean she was very aggressive, like super
aggressive. Yeah, I caught like four forearms, three elbows, and then a hip check because she was losing.
No way. No way.
That's not going to happen.
No, not. Mm-mm. Kerry Brook, maybe. She doesn't seem aggressive. Is she aggressive?
I wouldn't know that. I mean, I think she handled herself well with AJ, especially when you don't know what you're walking into. When you get put on the spot with those kind of questions.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So. I believe her first video is up, by the way, on Sportsmag.
Who's Brittany's or Kerry Brooks?
No, Kerry Brooks.
Okay.
So Kerry Brooks got a video up. Brittany's been writing for Sportsmap on SEC. So we've got some new additions to the family in terms of contributors on the Sportsmap side of things. Yeah. So that's good to know.
I doubled up this week. I got in my article late for last week, but I did the hate ability ranking.
I was going to say the first one was stellar on the hateability of fans.
Now you know I was pretty sensitive about that. Yeah. But then I wrote about Kevin Johnson and the fact that they could, the Texans could feel free to move on if they wanted to. Speaking of that, they do go out and assign Sharice Wright, cornerback, was with Buffalo. I think he was with the Raiders.
Raiders.
But then last year he was with Buffalo, five starts maybe, played in 12 games. Some depth. Don't expect him to be
he'll be active this weekend because they need him.
He will be active, but I still think, and I said as much in my article, but at the end of the day, you guys might think I'm crazy, but I think by the end of the season, Colvin is their best corner. Aaron Colvin is their best corner.
I can see that.
They went out and got him for a reason. I know he's been in the slot. They'll move him to the outside now. But I basically just made the case that there's plenty of help in that secondary. If you want to check out the article, sportsmap.com. There's a lot of stuff to check out, actually. You can also see who's leading in the pick'em for our on-air host. God.
I tell you, I gained some ground, man.
Did you?
I went 2-0 last week.
Nice. Good for you. How did you do, Joel?
I was 1-1.
Oh. Yeah.
So are you 1-2?
Please don't bring down our show.
Oh, 2-1.
You're 2-1.
I'm 2-1, Tyler.
So Jerry Bowe let
can
you
we
down.
Not, can we not let the band leader, don't get me started because I can throw you under the bus.
For what?
Oh, I know.
For what?
Oh, I know. I'm you not going to do what? It on the air. Tyler, by the
what?
Way.
No, I want to know.
This dude should be in band, the way he's blowing his own horn. Because, I mean, he's just going all over the place.
Hey, listen,
if you go undefeated, I'll let you talk your smack.
If you're a think for yourself or you make your own pick,
exactly.
Toot your own horn.
Yeah, thank you. I came up with my own formulas.
I make my own picks.
I listened to Fred and AJ, and they all have like, oh, they have their own spreadsheets. I was like, well, I better figure it out. I've not done this before. I better figure it out. So I came up with my own, and in 2 weeks, I'm undefeated. I'll take it. There you go.
If I would have taken Jerry Bowe's advice, I would still be undefeated. Let me put it that way. I went my own route, and I also did something I should never do, which is trust that the Texans were going to score points.
Oh,
that didn't happen.
Yeah,
I took the over in the Texans game because I thought New England's defense I didn't think was going to be
48.
It was 51.
Oh, man.
And it was getting close.
Came close.
Yeah.
No, 47's not that close.
Well, if they would have scored another
touchdown.
Yeah,
if they'd have scored one more touchdown,
field goal wouldn't have got it done.
Dumbass wouldn't have gone for it on 4th and 5.
Good math. If what?
If dumbass wouldn't have gone for it on 4th and 5, I was extra pissed about that. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the big show on a Thursday. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know how we like to take care of you, the listeners that take care of us by tuning in every single day? Well, you could be the next Texan we're sending to Florida. Each Friday from now until October the 5th is Florida Football Friday. F yeah, people. We're giving away a prize each hour, and every prize given away is qualifying you for the grand prize. A round trip, air transportation, four-day rental car, hotel accommodations at the Hampton Inn & Suites, Amelia Island, tickets to the football game at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville, Florida on October the 21st with a parking pass, a round of golf for two at Amelia National Golf and Country Club. And it's all courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. For more information and contest rules, visit ESPN975.com. But you know what? Better tune in tomorrow. It's a big day.
It is. F yeah, Friday.
And it's
giveaways.
Florida Football Friday, Barry.
Freak yeah.
You know what else football-y? Sigmund Bloom, 2:30. Get
That's
your
right.
fantasy questions. You guys are doing great. Rolling in with a lot of text messages. Tweets are coming in a little bit, too. But make sure, as we always state, if you want to get on with Sigmund live and ask questions via the phone, at the end of this segment is the time to call. Just giving you a little bit of a heads up.
Brandon Hannon said, did you see El Tortugo and the Twins? Dude was trucking. Did you see that last night?
I did not. Oh, I did. Good Lord. Oh, yes. He looked like a refrigerator.
Amazing.
Huge.
Loved
dude.
It. And then he was all up in the dugout like, he was gassed. It would be the equivalent of, the panda?
What is it? Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah. Oh, no. What did they call that dude? Did they call him Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda was got the big money from the Red Sox, mm-hmm. went back to the Giants. Was a World Series hero and then ate his way out of the league.
Yes.
Or close to it.
Yeah, or it'd be like watching CC Sabathia leg out a triple. That's about what it was like.
It was almost worse.
Really?
Yeah, because the Twins catcher tweeted out this morning, and his quote after the game was, I just wanted to make sure that people knew that chubby people can run too. He did a hell of a job.
Yeah, he did. And he's got a nice little do also.
He's got kind of that Dallas thing y'all were talking about, hair club-wise.
Yeah, for sure. Chris Martin just tagged me on Britney and said, was this the Britney that went toe-to-toe? I'm guessing. I didn't hear it, or I have no idea. But, yes, that's the overly aggressive Britney. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the one. So that might be the same one. I'm not sure. No idea. A couple of texts real quick. Let's get those in, and then we'll keep rolling. By the way, get your questions in on
Pablo Sandoval.
There it is.
You're
We're
welcome.
So bad at that.
Do it all the time. You speak and then don't remember.
Bitch.
I'm just saying.
You didn't know who it was.
So now we've each bitched each other once this show.
Exactly.
That's good. We're on a good par. The scoreboard is better for us Mike.
Yeah, you're going to throw me under that bus when you do the same thing. We're both. That's what I'm saying. We. I didn't say
let me,
you.
Let me just say this.
I said we do it all the time.
But we should have learned.
Let's do a poll right now. Tyler, put out a poll. Who forgets more names? No, I'm just kidding.
No, let's not do that. But let's do this. I'm more referring to who doesn't preview copy
on
text
totally me.
Or
yes, no.
reads.
Yeah. I read on the fly and then halfway through I go, uh-oh, nope, abort, I can't read this, I got to eject. I totally do that. But when it comes to trying to remember pop culture references
and
names.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah, we both screw that up really bad. Really bad.
Barry, love the show. Just wanted to say that you both are cork-soaking. Let me get to that text later.
L.U. Dillon said, do I need to call in as Oklahoma Michael to try and get him a win this week? Couldn't hurt.
Well, Nick's not here, so your ammo is a little bit low.
Barry, what's the best way to level your lawn?
God, move. There you go. Gardening talk is over. I just solved the world's problems.
Bank sand.
Oh, God.
What? What? The people have questions, Joel. I give them answers. What do you use for brown patch on St. Augustine? See? They have...
Tape? Spray paint?
No. No.
Did you see that? And Lisa's intrigued by it.
What?
On one of the late night infomercials, they actually have this thing that attaches to your garden hose that sprays while it creates fresh new grass, and it sprays the area. So if you got a brown a brown patch or it's muddy, it sprays seed, but it also comes out green, so it gives you, the people on a quick look, the
appearance
approach
of your grass. Unfortunately, it's not any of the types of grass we have down here. So then it wouldn't matter.
Now's about the time where you would refer to Nick and say, Nick, what kinds of grass do we have down here?
And he'd say, St. September.
St. September.
And St. Augustine doesn't have seeds. So if you have St. Augustine, it won't even match. It'll just look weird.
Bermuda.
I know what it is. Yeah. I would rather hear yard talk that comes up naturally than be forced to go item by item on a rundown. Dad radio is forced rundown radio and is absolute garbage. I don't feel like we do that, though.
We don't. We said we don't even want to mention the term rundown anymore.
Yeah, I feel like we do a decent job of not going line by line. And I remember back in the day, this was a really long time ago when it was Star 610 and it was the only sports talk radio. These guys would get the paper out and read it on air. I forget the dude's name.
Like, Rich Lord?
No, it was... Ed Fowler?
Oh, Ed Fowler. Ed Fowler came from either the Post or the Chronicle.
And let me tell you what, Lance Zierlein does an amazing Ed Fowler. I would just die laughing because I remember listening to him. He'd be like, says here in the box score, and I can't do it, but he does an amazing Ed Fowler, and he would just imitate him reading the paper. It was not good. I don't know if Ed Fowler's still alive. He's not.
I believe he is. I believe he is.
At the time, it's all you had. There were no laptops. So I get
that.
Good
point.
I get it. There was no laptops or smartphones, and you couldn't cheat like that. So that's it. They would just read box scores in the paper.
Yeah, Lance does a lot of good impressions, but his Fowler is good. But yeah, Fowler is another one of those guys. It's just amazing to me, too. A lot of people that came from the newspaper industry and just thought, because I write columns, I can do radio and do it great.
Yep.
And they don't.
Nope, not at all. Great lawn advice and great stock advice.
Shut up.
Barry is killing it today. I mean, you saw that one, right? I'm not making
that
up.
Now, you didn't have to preview that one, did you?
No, I had already screenshotted it. It's my background on my laptop.
I got a shot for it.
Red mulch or black mulch? Which is better and why?
Don't look at me, snake expert, too. I'm just telling you, you want to see this thing through? Finish it.
Red mulch or black mulch?
Black mulch.
Tyler, what say you?
Why can't you mix the two?
I mean, that would look stupid. Yeah.
No, it would just look be brown mulch.
Stupid. No. It looks stupid. What are you trying to make, confetti or mulch?
It's not paint. It's pieces of bark that are dyed. What do you say? Are you black or red? Black or red?
Let's go red.
Red? Wrong. You're both wrong. Neither. Don't use a dyed mulch. It will kill your plants eventually. Boom. Get a natural mulch.
Why
that's
the
not
boom?
Dyed.
Why the boom? You asked us the question. Yeah. We answered. We didn't say we were experts.
Because I know. I'm just saying.
You just gave
I'm
us dropping a trick
knowledge.
Question.
I'm dropping knowledge.
Thanks, Bob Vila. Can we turn
show
the page
our
now?
I did it.
Most people don't know that. Most people don't know that dyed mulch is bad for your plants.
What about your dogs?
That too. Don't let them chew on it.
No, mulch is bad for your dogs. Period. But
not
the only mulch to use is the natural.
Exactly.
Could I finish here, Bob
Vila?
My bad. Damn.
I get excited when we talk lawns. I like it. All right.
Call Randy. Maybe he's got a spot for you.
Robert has a question for us. I know it's super early, but should the Texans look at O-line or cornerback or even wideout for the draft next year? First of all, Robert.
All of the above.
If you're already asking about the draft, can we just get to the bye week? I mean,
or can you just get to Lance Zierlein and maybe he'll have you up like the 80 hours a week that he's here doing that
stuff? I'll answer the question. It's basically O-line. O-line, O-line. I wouldn't care if they spent their first three picks in the first three rounds on O-line. Whatever. Just get some help.
And since the secondary is getting older, getting slower, and they already have issues, that's another one that they should probably focus on.
Secondary?
Yeah, J. Joe is older.
Yeah.
Kareem's already been moved to safety.
I got younger with Colvin, though.
Kevin Johnson, you've already highlighted.
Yeah, he should be gone.
Well, I thought you were going somewhere else there. So
he also might retire because of concussions.
Yeah, sadly.
Here we go. Open the floodgates. Sigmund Bloom, he's next. Fantasy football.
Call
you got
now.
Questions, he's got answers. Start calling if you want to talk. Otherwise, text and tweet. We'll get him out on a rapid fire. It's Sigmund Bloom next on the as we start the second half of the show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go, the big show, and what better way to start the second half with our fantasy football expert, Sigmund Bloom. He joins us every Thursday at 2:30. You can follow him on Twitter, at Sigmund Bloom. You can also log on to footballguys.com, and no matter what you do, this is the guy you should follow if you play fantasy football, because he has answers for you. Sigmund, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be back. And, you know, week two now, we're really in that part of the NFL calendar. When we're in the calendar where we're looking back, we're trying to figure out what we can learn. We're looking ahead. We're paying attention to injuries, juggling all these things. And, you know, the second data point in week two will help us figure things out. But we have to set our lineups without that.
Yeah. What's your big takeaway from week one, Sigmund? Like, if just in general, what is the most questions you're getting, or what's the big takeaway from it?
Sure. Well, you know, I think the things on everyone's mind, what to do with Le'Veon Bell right now and what to do with James Conner. Probably hold Conner, and if someone will give you close to what Bell is worth when you drafted him, I don't think Bell's going to play. Scoring is up around the league, although there's two sides. The scoring's up around the league, so I think fantasy football matchups might be a lot more high scoring this year. But then that makes deep offenses like Arizona, Dallas, Buffalo so much more difficult to tolerate. Starting these players and having them underperform because these offenses can't generate anything.
All right, there it is. Let's get to right to the phone line. We've got a packed call board. So remember, guys, make your calls quick, ask your question, and get out, and Sigmund will do his best to get it answered. So let's start with Jared. Jared, you're up. What's up, man?
All right, I'm in a PPR league, and I have a flex question. Should I go James White or Michael Crabtree?
I'd go with James White right now. There's some injury pieces here. Rex Burkhead has a concussion. Sonny Michel might be back this week, but White makes the most sense against Jacksonville anyway, so I'd go with him.
All right, very good. Joe, you're up next.
I have two real quick. Should I bench Watson? Aaron Rodgers for...
Say that again? You want to bench Watson for Rodgers?
Cutting. I don't know what that. Mario, you're up.
Fine. Yeah. I got Watson over Rodgers this week. Rodgers can be a very dicey play, banged up against Minnesota, and all of his pieces except for maybe Randall Cobb.
Very good. Mario, do better. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Sigmund? Nice to talk to you again, man. I have an issue. I have Matthew Stafford on my team. I could pick up Matt Ryan or Derek Carr, and I'm kind of wondering which way to go, man. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
I'd stick with Stafford, and I think that Detroit will be a little bit better this week. They've got a better matchup, and those wide receivers are all looking good. So I think he'll be fine.
Oh, boy. I don't know. If I was a Stafford owner, I'd be freaking out right now, especially if that was my QB1.
Well, not for Derek Carr or Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could pick up Tyrod Taylor this week, I might play Tyrod Taylor over Stafford, or if Alex Smith is out there. But otherwise, I think you're probably sticking with Stafford.
All right, very good. Mike, you're up next. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Real quick, I have two spots. It's a PPR league. I'm looking for a receiver. I got Stills, Crowder, Lockett, or Galladay.
Lockett should absolutely be in there with Doug Baldwin out. And then I think Kenny Stills, after the way he performed last week, should also be in.
All right, very good. NASCAR Johnny, you're up, man.
Hey, Sigmund, let me start by saying I'm in a two-quarterback league. Casey Keenum, Dak Prescott, and in an emergency situation, Cole Beasley, Kelvin Benjamin, or Ryan Grant. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd go with Beasley, who's the number one receiver right now in Dallas, but I wouldn't go with Dak Prescott. I would go with Case Keenum, who looked good last week and has a good matchup against Oakland.
All right, Trevor, you're up on the phone lines. Go, bud.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thanks. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, Sigmund, I got two questions. Another Matt Ryan question. Should I stick with Matt Ryan this week or take a chance on Pat Mahomes? And at tight end, should I go George Kittle or Jared Cook?
Ooh, Kittle versus Cook is tough. Cook has a great matchup, but he's disappeared on us before. I think Kittle is a little safer, but Cook is still very high in my rankings. I don't think you're taking a chance on Patrick Mahomes anymore. I think we can see that he's going to be a top five, top eight fantasy quarterback going forward, partially because of that Kansas City defense. The Kansas City defense is so bad that it's going to get them in shootouts every week.
Hey, Aaron on Twitter wants to know, Sigmund, should I trade Patrick Mahomes for Aaron Rodgers? Usually a no-brainer, rookie for a vet, but I have Russell Wilson as well, and my backs and receivers are Tyreek Hill, Doug Baldwin, and Jimmy Graham.
Man, you know, it sounds crazy to say, no, I wouldn't trade Patrick Mahomes for Aaron Rodgers. But right now, Aaron Rodgers is a little banged up. He might be banged up for the next few weeks. And if we see Mahomes throw for three or four more touchdowns this week at Pittsburgh, which the Steelers defense doesn't strike me as one that's going to slow him down that much, it's not going to seem crazy. So, you know, we could go, you take Rodgers over Mahomes in a second, but the way the season's ebb and flowing right now, if Rodgers was healthy, I'd say no way you would trade Rodgers for Mahomes. But right now, I almost wonder if I'd rather have Mahomes.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, Sigmund. I didn't get to do my draft. I auto-drafted, and I ended up with Mahomes and Tom Brady. Week one, I started Tom Brady thinking, well, duh. And week two, I'm like, I think I have to go Pat Mahomes.
You do, especially with Brady at Jacksonville.
Yeah. All right, another Twitter question. It's a two-part. Who do I start at running back to, AP, Lamar Miller, or Chris Carson? And I'll let you answer that first before I give the second part.
Well, Miller, Peterson will be first, Miller second, and Carson a distant third.
All right, so in that order. And then at flex, Brandon Cooks or Philip Dorsett?
Philip Cooks. So you were going to bench even good receivers against Jacksonville, and Dorsett was solid in week one. But Cooks, in addition to the numbers he had a couple of long pass interference penalties he drew too.
All right, let's get one more call from Adrian on the line. Adrian, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Sig? And fellas. Hey. Hello, guys.
Go ahead, man. What's your question? Keep it going.
Hey, I got a question. Two questions, actually. I got Mahomes or Cousins. And then I also – Mahomes? Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Okay, and then the second question, I got Alex Collins and Eckler. I know that sounds kind of dumb, but Collins makes me nervous.
Yeah, I understand. He's playing tonight, and Eckler in a PPR is a very solid play. So – I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody that it's crazy to bench Collins for Eckler. I do have Collins ahead in my rankings, but it's very close.
All right, on the text line, Cooper, Woods, or Hyde for a flex?
Wow, I guess we're going to give Amari Cooper one more chance. Hyde has a tough matchup in New Orleans. Woods came up a little short. I would go with Cooper, but know that if he's outside of the circle of trust, if he doesn't get it done.
Very good. Titan Hugo has a defense question for you from the text line. I dropped the Pats D for the Bears D. Was that a good move?
That's a great move. And you're going to want to stick with the Bears until their bye and maybe not even drop them during their bye if they're performing the way they did in week one.
I said to people, Sigmund, with the way he played in week one, Khalil Mack is only going to make that defense better when he actually gets in game shape.
Yeah, and also this the way these pieces fit together, Vic Fangio, what he did back in San Francisco with Justin Smith and Aldon Smith, you got something similar going on with Akeem Hicks and Mack, and then Leonard Floyd, their other excellent pass rusher, he's playing with a club on his hand right now. So once he can use his hands in the pass rush and you have them coming from both sides, it could be kind of like Miller and Ware. We'll see if Miller and Chubb can do that in Denver this week.
All right, I'm going to go through some of these texts pretty rapid fire for you because I know we got to get you out of here. Hogan worth a start?
No.
Tom or Drew?
Drew.
All right. Joe Mixon, Christian McCaffrey, Jay Ajayi, and he's got to bench one.
I would bench Ajayi.
All right. Last one. Deep PPR league. James White, Chris Thompson, or Patrick Lindsay?
I would go with Chris Thompson. Watch the weather as long as the weather's okay and they don't postpone the game or otherwise if it's not a monsoon in Washington this week.
PPR league, better flex. R. Woods, P. Lindsay, or T. Lockett?
Lockett.
All right, very good. Sigmund Blue, man, we always appreciate it. Tell the folks the fine offerings that footballguys.com has for them because they always have questions and you're only with us once a week. How can they get their lineup set and have you basically in their pocket all the time?
sure. Yeah, we've got the lineup dominator that brings in all of our brain power, the waiver wire and trade dominator. There are two apps you can get in Google Play or iTunes Store. Plus, I do a thread on the Football Guys message board where I answer questions every Sunday. We do 8-9 podcasts a week on the Audible that are free. You can find those in iTunes or all the good places you find podcasts. So we try to be there for you.
There you go. Yeah, that message board, you said that's a good place to get your questions answered. And also hit him up on Twitter. He's not quite as active the day of, but I've seen him answer some questions. At Sigmund Bloom, always a good follow. Always a great call, Sigmund. We appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Very good.
There you go. Sigmund Bloom, always the best in the business. I'm telling you, he is a huge asset to have on the team with us because he makes a difference week in, week out, especially in your money leagues and you're trying to win some cash. He can help you do that. He knows his stuff.
No doubt. You know what else is huge? And speaking of cash, my bookie, dude, football season, it's here. We're all excited about it. I know I'm excited about it because I'm actually doing a little betting this time around, and I'm using my bookie to do that, and you should too. Make the games a little more interesting, right? You're already watching. You're already giving your 2 cents. You think you know what's going on? Get with my bookie. Remember, who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. That's why I went with my bookie. They are the online destination to get in action on the game. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and what I like about them, they pay you. Dude, there's a lot of places that you can struggle to get some checks. I heard Fred saying the other day, sometimes the checks bounce. You don't want that. That's why you want my bookie. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, hands down. And for you fantasy guys, we just had a fantasy segment. You can even bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to get for each game. So on your computer or mobile phone, just go to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Set up your account. And right now, they will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Let me repeat that. They will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Just make sure you use promo code radio when you sign up to activate that offer. Again, you can either Google MyBookie, MYBOOKIE, or go to mybookie.ag. Use that promo code radio. Get your first deposit match dollar for dollar. Get in there. Have some fun. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. You got a little, you can use much more.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Yo, I was a freak. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Need even hour number two of the show. It is Barry. It is Nick. I almost said Nick. It's Tyler for Nick. And Joel, as we continue to roll on, Sigmund Bloom, awesome, always giving great fantasy advice, so we always appreciate him. If you missed any portion of that, go back to check the podcast, please. You can go to ESPN975.com, you can go to podcastarena.com, and you can get all the info that you need if you are a fantasy football player and think Sigmund might be able to help you, like he helps so many along the way. Other than that, Barry, we haven't really hit on the Astros yet. Day off, though.
Big, took care
of business again yesterday. As you mentioned early on, 9-1 over the last 10, bettering the A's at 8-2. But as I mentioned early in the week, this series coming up this weekend is going to be a biggie.
Because, bit of a doozy.
Yeah, because the rest of the schedule seems to be very much in their favor. But Arizona, knee-deep in a pennant, in a division race of their own, needs every game. And you got to take care of your business first and before you worry about the A's or anybody else. And I know that they're now putting out the magic numbers. They're saying how close they are. But the main thing is handle your business. It all takes care of itself.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks fading a little bit down the stretch. I think a lot of folks thought the Rockies would be that team. Rockies 7-3 over their last 10. Diamondbacks, complete opposite. 3-7 over the last 10, just lost last night. So, yeah, 3.5 back now of the Rockies for the division. And as it stands, those three teams, the Rockies, Dodgers, and Diamondbacks, whoever wins that division is making the playoffs. The other
one
is probably out. Yep. Because the Cardinals and the Brewers right now sit in those two, the only two wild card spots. So somebody's going to have to step it up in that NL West if they expect to get in as a wild card. Looking at you, Dodger.
Here's another question for you two, because we're all three baseball guys.
Okay.
McCullers threw in the bullpen the other day. Now next will be throwing at their minor league complex in Florida to actual live hitters. We know he's not going to be part of the rotation for the rest of the regular season. Big question for you guys. Is he a part of the playoff roster, especially if it is just for the first series? Because you don't use him as a starter. You already got a ton of relievers, and I think it really comes down to how many position players A.J. Hinch is going to carry. Is he going to carry three catchers?
One, no. I don't think they carry three catchers. Because Evan Gattis will also be your emergency catcher. What so they it's Maldonado, and it's Brian McCann.
I agree.
13 pitchers and 12 position guys into the playoffs last year, or was it?
I believe that was correct.
I think it's 13, but would it be far-fetched to stay 14? Because otherwise you're looking at one of these guys might be out of the equation, whether it's Davinsky, Peacock, who now is sitting out with this hand, foot, and mouth thing.
Right.
You know, Joe Smith has looked really good lately, and then you got McCullers in the mix. I think Smith is a lock now with the way he's been pitching, and I think that depending on what he does with those position players, because I know a lot of people think Stassi's going to make this roster too. He hasn't played in forever. I don't think he is. I agree with you. But I think because of that and because of the versatility of Marwin able to play so many positions, because White and Kemp have been so good, going to be real interesting to see which way AJ goes with this decision.
Yeah, you know, because when you just look at their, like, the depth chart I have isn't updated, but because they still have Rondon as the closer. No, that's Osuna.
Yep.
But, I mean, fact of the matter is, if you want to just go down the line, right, we can just figure out who's going to be the odd man out, assuming that they go with 13, right? So the first four we know, Verlander, Keuchel, Cole, and Morton. That's going to be a done deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's nine pitchers left. All right.
Yep.
So Rondon and Osuna definitely making the squad. That leaves us with seven. Mm-hmm. All right. Will Harris in. That's six.
Is he, though?
I feel like Harris might get.
Is he your bubble guy?
I think he's a bubble guy. He's a bubble guy.
Joe Smith?
In.
Okay.
Yeah,
Peacock? See, I'm more a bubble guy with Peacock because McCullers can fill that role.
I think he's a bubble guy, too.
And McCullers might be able to be that guy that could give you a couple of innings like Peacock would.
Well, the other thing, too, that doesn't help him is until he gets his hand and foot out of his mouth and gets rid of this whatever he's got, he's not pitching, I don't think. So how long this sidelineism could play a role in that, too.
Yeah, so what we're down to, you've got Presley probably in, so that's five.
Oh, I think Presley's in for sure. Some people think he's on the bubble, and I don't. No. I think
he's been pitching better lately.
Yep, totally agree.
Who else? Sip, probably in for your lefty specialist.
You need a left end.
Yep.
Your only lefty, period, so I guess you got
four.
To.
That leaves you with four guys.
Okay.
So you're going to be picking between, I guess, in those four guys, we're going to say Harris, Peacock, McCullers, and who's the other? Davinsky? I don't think that's going to be it.
You think they're all in?
No, I don't think Davinsky is. I mean, that's why I'm trying to figure out who is the last guy.
I think that
those
could be
three guys
a big loss.
Are probably in. Who's the last guy?
I feel like you would have Davinsky just because you
experience?
Can use him for lefties. As well.
True. If he's got his stuff, right?
That's true. He has to be able to pitch.
Yeah. He hasn't pitched in a while. When they don't really have space for him now because of all the guys that have been stepping up. So there's a guy really changes things.
I tell you, though, we tried to fit 13 and we had one extra spot. So it may be that they just go, all those guys you just named in, we'll go with 13 position players.
Okay. Just might something to contemplate as we move forward. All right. Speaking of moving forward, Sports Mappers, join us next on 94.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.